Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Pfeiffer talking about the original goal of certified Angus beef. Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Almost 40 years ago, the concept of certified Angus beef was being organized by the American Angus Association. John Pfeiffer is a cattle producer from Central Oklahoma. He's been on the board of the American Angus Association and is serving as chairman of the Certified Angus Beef Program. And we talked with John about the early goals of CAB.
Yes, the goal behind Certified Angus Beef when it started was to increase the value of registered Angus cattle. So even when we're trying to move more pounds of beef, the ultimate goal and in our mission statement it is to increase the value of registered Angus cattle and improve the sale of those animals as much as possible. And so that's the main thing we look at. Even though we want to move a quality product, we want to increase the demand for those animals.
Let's talk a little bit about CAB as far as the marketing of the product. It has evolved over the years, right?
It has changed a great deal over the years. I mean, as we've talked about, we have a staff of 100 now. We've actually put in what we call an education culinary center where we bring chefs and wholesalers and people in to show them how different cuts of meat and how we can work with restaurants on developing menus and education. We also have what we call an MBA program, which is a Master's of Band Advantage, where we bring people out to the farm. One of our big pushes the last 3 years is to connect our retailers and our food service people and our chefs with our farms. And so we're doing lots of farm tours where they can take this, see where the beef starts, how it goes through the feedlot and even to the slaughterhouse or to the harvesting house, and so that they can see the whole path and so that they can make a connection between the rancher. We've actually had some of those MBA groups out to the ranch, and I was amazed to realize that they have the same passion for the breed and the product that I do. And that's what makes this successful, all of us working together with this increased passion to create a superior product that will give a good eating experience to the consumer.
I guess the kind of the, almost a mystique is out, you know, kind of surrounds the Angus name.
Yes, there is. I mean, there's some other programs. There are going to be some other programs that are trying to be knockoffs of it. But our quality specifications and the fact that we work so hard to control it. I mean, even though we've licensed a plant in Russia in this last year to do it, we still monitor all those carcasses that go through there by the internet with cameras and stuff to make sure that that same quality standard. We work continually to make sure that our brand throughout the international market to make sure that people are not duplicating our stamp or any of our things that we have to make sure that there is no imitation that takes the place of certified Angus beef.
Oklahoma Angus breeder John Pfeiffer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, you are invited to Chris Black's annual Cream of the Crop Fall Sale coming up at the ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma, on Monday, October 24th at 1 p.m. They'll be offering 120 bulls and 70 spring calving heifers. For details on the complete offering, you can go to the website blackherfordranch.com. See the catalog and additional sale information. You can call Chris Black for more information at 580-309-0711. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop Sale, Monday, October 24th. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.